Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment of Morning Reload. From very high above, all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. One way that you can circumvent inflation is to actually do the work yourself. Yeah, I know. We live in this convenience-driven society where everything is disposable and everything is convenient, just if you want to pull out your wallet and spread the bills out on the table. But we don't even really do that anymore. Most of us just carry around a couple of debit or credit cards instead of those beautiful Benjamins. In doing so, we deprive ourselves of understanding the real value of our dollar, or lack thereof, as it were. I understand paying for convenience. I often get gas at the Come and Go in right downtown Buffalo, instead of driving 3/4 of a mile and saving 15 cents a gallon. In my vehicle, that's a $2 convenience fee that sometimes I'm all too happy to pay. That's completely different than what I'm referring to this morning. Because we pack around those little chunks of plastic, we've deprived ourselves of understanding how much everything really costs. There's just something about having to count out the hundreds that really brings the price home for you. One place we in the Cowboy State don't expect to have to do that is in buying a Christmas tree. We live in a place where there are millions upon millions of acres of nothing but forest. There's no logical reason why we should have to get a bank loan to go pick up a Christmas tree. Except, of course, convenience. And under the Biden administration, inflation. My sources spread across the Cowboy State have told me that some Christmas trees in Wyoming are selling in upwards of $200 a tree. Egads, I have no idea why you'd pay $200 for a Christmas tree. But anyway, according to MarketWatch, real trees are likely to get more expensive due to increasing costs for things such as fertilizer and labor. All 55 growers polled in August by the Real Christmas Tree Board, which covers about 2/3 of the U.S. market share in total, said their costs had increased compared to last year. More than 1/3 of growers said costs had risen by 11% to 15%, while more than 1/4 said costs had risen 16% to 20% compared to the previous year. As a result, 71% of polled growers expect wholesale prices to increase 5 to 15% compared with last year, and 11% expected prices to rise 20% or more. But that's just the wholesale cost. The price of labor to tend the trees during the year, the price of the gasoline to put in the chainsaw to cut them down, and the price of packaging. None of that includes transportation costs. And because we live in the great state of Wyoming, just about everything that we have, or the things that are convenient that we have, are brought to us conveniently by truck. Those costs have risen dramatically in recent years. The wages for drivers are up. The price of fuel continues to go up, no matter what the Biden administration is telling you. Insurance is up, and Lord help you if you have to buy a brand new truck. And all of those operational costs get passed along to your Christmas tree. But keep in mind, all of those costs are just to get the tree to your remote Wyoming town so that you can buy it. It doesn't include the price of labor for the person that sells it to you or the profit that your local purveyor of Christmas trees has to make to stay in business. All of that adds up to a whopping $200 a Christmas tree. Ridiculous. Now, I do have a solution for all of these inflationary blues that we're all experiencing, at least as it relates to Christmas trees. I suggest you spend $10 on a Christmas tree permit, buy a couple gallons of gas, drive up the mountain, and cut one down yourself. It won't cost you $200, And it's a heck of a lot more fun than spreading out Benjamins on the counter to pay for the Christmas tree that was brought to you. That'll do it for this quick installment of Morning Reload. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday, where I've got an interview with U.S. Senate candidate Reid Raisner. Make sure that you subscribe and follow Cowboy State Politics so you can keep updated each and every time there's a brand new episode. Also, you can catch my live program every weekday morning from 9 to 11 on the Independence Network. Go to the website, independencenetwork.us. For now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.